Good morning. It's March 26th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a stunning display of resilience, Bitcoin soared to a new zenith of $70,900, marking a significant 7.15% increase amidst recent market fluctuations. This surge is not just a number, it's a testament to the growing confidence investors have in the cryptocurrency market, buoyed by key regulatory and market developments. The backdrop to this remarkable rally includes a period of volatility triggered by U.S. inflation data and a flash crash on the BitMEX exchange. However, the tide turned with the SEC's approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs in January, injecting a fresh wave of optimism into the market. As of now, Bitcoin is trading at $70,561, showcasing a robust 9% gain in the last 24 hours. This bullish trend has spilled over into related stocks, with companies like Coinbase and MicroStrategy reaping the benefits of Bitcoin's surge. Monday saw CleanSpark, Riot Platforms, and MicroStrategy among the publicly traded firms that saw their share prices soar, riding on the coattails of Bitcoin's success. Looking ahead, the cryptocurrency market is buzzing with anticipation for the fourth Bitcoin halving slated for April 2024. This event is expected to slash mining rewards in half, from 6.25 to 3.125 BTC, further fueling interest in the digital currency. Meanwhile, altcoins such as Toncoin and Bitcoin Cash have also seen significant gains, indicating a broad-based optimism. The positive momentum is being driven by regulatory developments, strategic partnerships, and proprietary news within the cryptocurrency space. For instance, the collaboration between OKX and Immutable has been a contributing factor to the price jumps of certain cryptocurrencies. These developments signal a bullish outlook for both Bitcoin and altcoins, though investors are reminded to approach meme coins with caution due to their speculative nature and lack of unique use cases. In a dramatic turn of events, Nigeria has leveled serious accusations against Binance, the world's leading cryptocurrency exchange, setting the stage for a high-stakes legal showdown. At the heart of the controversy is an alleged $26 billion that was illicitly funneled through the platform in 2023, a move that has drawn the ire of Nigerian authorities. The Nigerian government asserts that Binance not only evaded VAT and income tax payments, but also played a role in assisting its customers to do the same. The charges don't stop there. Binance is also accused of money laundering and financing terrorism, activities that purportedly contributed to the destabilization of Nigeria's national currency. This case is part of a wider crackdown on unlicensed forex operators in the country, with Nigeria demanding detailed transaction records for Binance's top 100 users. Amidst this legal turmoil, a key figure in the saga, Binance regional manager Nadim Anjarwala, managed a daring escape from custody, further complicating matters for the exchange. His disappearance has triggered a manhunt by Nigerian authorities, adding an element of intrigue to an already complex situation. Despite these serious allegations and the ensuing legal battle, Binance remains steadfast in its denial of any wrongdoing. The company has expressed its hope to continue its investment endeavors in Nigeria, even in the face of economic challenges and the looming threat of jihadi terrorism affecting shipping routes. As this situation unfolds, it raises significant questions about the future of cryptocurrency regulation and operations in Nigeria, as well as the potential implications for Binance's global operations. In a groundbreaking move for the UK's financial markets, the London Stock Exchange, or LSE, is gearing up to introduce Bitcoin and Ethereum exchange-traded notes, or ETNs, to its trading floor. This significant step, pending approval from the Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA, marks a pivotal moment in the integration of digital currencies into regulated financial instruments. The FCA has recently revised its stance, now allowing the LSE to accept listing applications for crypto ETNs. Issuers are racing against a tight deadline, with all necessary documentation required by April 15th. From April 8th, the exchange will start accepting these applications, but there's a catch. Only professional investors will have the green light to trade these securities. This strategic decision is aimed at ensuring a smooth and focused launch. The timing of this initiative coincides with a notable surge in the value of both Bitcoin and Ethereum, with Bitcoin breaking the $70,000 barrier and Ethereum reaching $3,620. This surge underscores the growing interest and confidence in digital currencies as viable investment assets. By introducing crypto ETNs, the LSE is not just responding to the current market dynamics, but is also taking a bold step towards the broader acceptance and integration of digital currencies into the UK's financial market. This move offers professional investors a regulated pathway to gain exposure to the crypto market, marking a significant milestone in the evolution of digital currencies within the realm of traditional finance. In a dramatic shift, the global cryptocurrency investment products witnessed a record outflow of $942 million last week, snapping a seven-week streak of inflows. This turn of events was primarily fueled by a notable dip in Bitcoin's price, which prompted significant withdrawals from Grayscale's GBTC fund and other Bitcoin ETFs, signaling a moment of recalibration in the crypto market. Background information reveals that while altcoins such as Polkadot, Avalanche, and Litecoin saw net inflows, heavyweight cryptocurrencies like Ethereum, Solana, and Cardano experienced outflows. Despite this wave of withdrawals, the combined assets under management, AUM, of these cryptocurrency products remains robust at $88 billion, still towering over previous cycle highs. The U.S. market's inflows exceeded $1 billion, yet this positive momentum was overshadowed by nearly $2 billion in outflows from Grayscale's GBTC fund conversion. Internationally, investment products in Sweden, Hong Kong, Switzerland, and Germany faced outflows, contrasting with Brazil and Canada-based funds, which recorded inflows. This flurry of activity has ignited conversations about the critical role and accessibility of Bitcoin ETFs in fostering broader market integration, with a spotlight on the UK market's potential engagement. In light of these developments, Bitcoin's price has shown resilience, climbing 7.5% in the past 24 hours to $70,644, albeit still trailing behind its all-time monthly high of $73,737. This recent market movement underscores the volatile nature of cryptocurrency investments and the ongoing dialogue about the integration and acceptance of Bitcoin ETFs in global markets. In a bold move that's set to shake up the cryptocurrency brokerage market, B2 Broker has unveiled the B2 Trader Brokerage Platform, BBP, backed by a hefty $5 million investment. This platform is not just another entry in the crypto space. It's designed to revolutionize how brokerage services are delivered, boasting advanced features that promise to set a new standard in the industry. The BBP aims to transform the crypto brokerage market by introducing state-of-the-art functionalities that could potentially redefine the trading experience. This development is part of a broader wave of innovation sweeping through the cryptocurrency and blockchain sector, as evidenced by several other key developments. In an interesting twist in the crypto market dynamics, investors who were once bullish on Solana, SOL, are now turning their attention to a new cryptocurrency. This shift is challenging Bonk's Bonk recent dominance in the market, highlighting the fluid and ever-evolving nature of crypto investments. Meanwhile, the cryptocurrency dollar DED is making waves on social media, showcasing a new trend in how crypto communities engage and mobilize online. In the realm of Web3, Entangle's partnership with Consensus marks a significant step forward. This collaboration is poised to drive substantial progress in the development of Web3 technologies, underscoring the sector's commitment to innovation and growth. Additionally, the introduction of rapid DePIN scaling is propelling the Minutes network towards rapid expansion, demonstrating the potential of new technologies to accelerate growth in the blockchain space. Lastly, Apex Protocol's launch of the Apex Gridbot, featuring competitive fees at -0.002% across over 45 perpetual markets, represents a strategic move in the crypto trading arena. This initiative not only offers a novel approach to trading fees, but also signals Apex Protocol's ambition to carve out a significant niche in the competitive landscape of cryptocurrency trading. These developments collectively signal a period of rapid evolution and innovation within the cryptocurrency and blockchain industry, pointing to a future where technology and market dynamics may offer unprecedented opportunities and challenges. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.